It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Delirious. Absolutely deliriously happy.
Cool, boobs.
I says, oh my God, look out the window.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Yeah. I want to
How much?
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hi. Hello, I'm Mike O'Mara, your charming host. My mouth is broken.
No. It's Hope working fine.
I actually said to Beth Ann, I think we all need a little sustenance today, so food is on the way, and we're going to be doing better after that.
You're weak from hunger.
Speaking of Party on the 8th, Rob.
Yes, was I?
Want to thank the people at E Street Limo.
They're the best.
They are providing our ride. For the Party on the 8th, many thanks to Tom and everyone at E Street Limo. The second half of this show is going to be a little silly.
Okay.
Call them at 703-938-5900.
Call them.
Or online at estreet.biz. And just want to say thanks in advance to those guys. It's going to be a great party Friday night at Bungalow Billiards.
Here's E Street Limo to drive for you.
And now here's Katie's moment of the day.
Hey there. This is Katie with a very special thought of the day. I hate guys who think they have a chance. In every public setting, you can pick out the douchebags who think they are God's gift to women. But really, they're still just douchebags in a nice shirt and a baseball hat turned backwards. Trust me, buddy, I don't want you to buy me a beer. My bedroom is hell, and you, sir, are the snowball. Yep, that's right. You. I hate you.
That's Katie's moment of the day. Always a pleasure. She's getting nastier, which is what I'm encouraging it as well.
Yes.
I think the nastier, the better.
Should
like
be
that.
Good.
I want to talk about something I saw on the TV this morning.
Oh, yes?
And I'm very curious.
You have the fever?
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Did you see
Am
the
I the only one who thinks, A, that the Olympics are really not that happening this time around?
No.
And B, that Beijing is a snot hole.
Oh, it's a hole.
You're not
alone. Mean, a real nasty place.
It
looks horrible over there. You know, the Today Show's doing their broadcast all this week, and maybe next week. How long?
They'll be there for the entire Olympiad.
How long is the Olympiad?
Like the month, isn't it?
I think it's 15
Nobody
days.
Nobody knows.
So seems like the whole month.
Isn't it 15 days?
Is it 15 days?
I know Matt got there Monday. Meredith will be there tomorrow, and Al and what's her name will be there later.
Hoda?
No, the other one.
Natalie Morales?
Annie.
Oh, Annie Curry?
Yeah, yes. Natalie can't travel. She's ripe with child.
Well, the thing is, they start the show today with, we're going to be broadcasting from one of the prettiest places in Beijing.
Oh.
I guess it's the Summer Palace, and I'm looking, and Matt Lauer is standing up against this fence that's supposed to be the main park in Beijing.
Yep.
And they haven't even painted the effing thing. You know, it's got chips of paint falling off of it.
Lead.
And this on the heels of reading the article that I read about China, where the athletes are very concerned about the fact that they are not going to be able to breathe properly.
Sure. I've seen them with masks.
And it just looks nasty. Mm-hmm. Did you see the part today where one of the guys that was doing a report is being followed?
Yeah.
And you see the Chinese Secret Service guys that are dressed in casual garb, and they're all hanging around there. But I don't know anybody hold on a second. We got a call from
Chinese
Jason here.
Government, by the way, has already apologized for roughing up some of those reporters.
Yeah. Oh, so there are. See, it's beginning. I knew it would happen.
Sure.
Jason in Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you, Jason? Hello.
Jason,
hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, hold on. Let me check the phone. Dude, I'm in. Whoa, big echo. Yeah. I am at Sacramento right now by the Capitol.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a guy wearing a Nazi flag like a cape.
He's wearing a Nazi flag?
Is it Arnold?
No.
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
That was terrific.
I'm going to go, Maria. What I'm going to do today when I put my carbon footprint in my private jet and fly to Sacramento in California, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear a big Nazi flag that I got from my father's dresser drawer, and I'll walk around the Capitol.
Somebody check into that and see if there's some lunatic at the
Is it the state capital of Sacramento?
That's right. That's correct.
Somebody say if he's walking around with a Nazi flag. I don't know whether that's true or not.
I've been here all day.
That's right.
So they're really starting to rough up people, over journalists that are taking, the wrong pictures
this
or something like that?
I read headlines to this effect. I didn't really get into the story because I didn't want to know. But, yeah, I understand a few journalists have been roughed up, and the government has apologized, Chinese.
What you're seeing happening is this is a state that really wanted to get the Olympics. They wanted to have them over there. Mm-hmm. The propaganda, because they lie to their own people, they think things are just fine. And they're obviously so out of touch with the West and the rest of the world that things are going down the crapper down there. But, I guess I get more into the Winter Olympics anyway than the Summer Olympics.
But they say that they can pull this off. If this goes well, Beijing will get the Super Bowl in 2011.
Yes!
Beijing, yes! Super Bowl. But the air quality, they were talking today, and I wish I was more well-versed on this, about the fact that if China does not make serious efforts in curbing some of their pollution situations, that they're like running out of water over there.
Yeah, well, there's two factors at play, because I heard this quoted today, is that since they're sort of relaxing the government control, people are allowed finally to buy cars.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting 3,000 new cars on the road every day. That means from Monday to Sunday, that's 21,000 cars that are on the road that weren't on there last week.
So they're adding. It's going to get worse and worse.
3,000 cars a day, and they're still their primary fuel for their factories, coal.
Did you hear about the Flushing situation?
No.
If you go over there, I don't know where I read this, but it was a reporter. It was an article that he wrote about going to the bathroom in China. In China, you do not flush the toilet paper. That's disturbing on a few different levels, because I'm saying to myself, first of all, why aren't you being allowed to flush toilet paper? They say when you get done doing your business, you throw it in the trash can.
Right.
You do not flush it down the toilet.
Really?
And my feeling is, why are they trying to do that?
Their system, I don't think their system can handle it. Most of the toilets are on the floor or at floor level, I think, in many cases.
Oh.
They probably have Western toilets for Western visitors, but a lot of it is just like a hole in the floor, and I don't think the system can handle the paper.
You see, that's amazing, because toilet paper dissolves, once you get it wet, it dissolves almost instantly.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I don't think their system moves the way ours does.
I'm really we don't think about China in this country. Yeah, we only think about
it. I do all the time.
No, we really don't. And the fact is, you hear, made in China, the China's coming over and taking over our businesses over here. But you never really think about this. And I've been thinking about China because they show it on the tube every day now.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's a damn scary scenario there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the people that are so suppressed over there. Mm-hmm. They can't have any kind of freedom of speech, which everybody knew.
Right.
But I had no idea that it's such a cesspool. Mm-hmm. And now they're on stage for the whole world to see, and they're proud. They might be regretting it.
In high def.
Yes, in high. Look at the air that you can't breathe in high def. Isn't that very, very exciting? So, I don't know. Are you guys, either one of you, I know you're not into the sports in general, but I mean, Olympics?
I'll TiVo the opening ceremonies just because I like to see what they do with it.
Do you like the pageantry and the circumstance?
I don't care for that, but I always like to see what they do to light the torch. Remember when Muhammad Ali shot the arrow?
Yes.
That's always fun.
I like when they run into the, but they're going to have trouble running in there because right outside the stadium is air that looks like, chocolate milk. It's very, very frustrating.
I just got an IM from Katie next door. She says in college she was an RA, and the exchange program, she had to teach the Chinese students how to use the bathroom.
Katie, come in here. I want to hear that.
I want to learn
that.
About this.
They actually had to teach them?
That's what she says.
Because is it common knowledge? I don't know anything about China. I know
most
I'm just getting
don't.
I'm getting more
the
fascinated.
The food is wonderful.
You had to teach the kids how to use. How old are we talking?
Well, they were college students, exchange, not teach them how to use the bathroom, but
college students,
how to use our toilets.
Our Western toilets.
Were they really attractive?
The you Chinese men.
There were some very pretty girls and some, are you a boy or are you a girl?
Oh, some androgynous type.
Yeah. Wow.
So what, they didn't know that you use toilet paper and stuff like that?
It was a matter, there's no flushing. No amount of verbal communication or posted signs would ever get those girls to flush the goddamn toilet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they weren't
really
used to it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
What, do they have outhouses over there? Is that what they have latrines? Is it porta potties
that
they use?
I've never been to China. I don't know. I just know that it's I mean, I was like, this is toilet paper, and because...
Oh, hold on. We got some people that are calling now about this, so maybe we can
awesome.
Be enlightened. So,
that'd be great.
So you got the impression, definitely, that the
whole... it's completely different.
...toilet situation over there is very different.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tobias in Reno. Tobias, what can you tell us about this?
Hey, fellas. I was in Ecuador in January, and it was the same way. I think they just flushed it down right into the river.
Right into the river.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same. They flush there, at least.
This caller says Rob is mistaken, and he's from Sacramento.
I disagree.
Let's go to John in Sac. Why is Rob mistaken, John?
Hey, guys. I'm listening off cage. I'm actually in the game, and that Rob just gave
I think I've identified the problem. I swear to God, I think our calls from Sacramento sound very weird. I don't know whether that has anything to do with it.
You've always thought that.
It's because there's a man with a Nazi flag in the state capitol.
I wonder if the other people in Sacramento can understand each other.
Let's go to Mike in Olney, Maryland. Hello, Mike. You're on the show. How are you?
Hey, fellas. How's it going today?
What can we do for you, sir?
I think it was when the men's swim team landed in China earlier this week. They had those masks on their face because of the pollution, and I think they were forced to apologize to the government.
Okay. Oh, they were forced to apologize? For
God damn it! Fix these phones! Get an engineer, for Christ's sake! Honest to God. I swear to God, this is an ignored property, and it shouldn't be. Tom from McLean, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Tom?
It's Kevin from McLean.
Kevin from McLean. Sorry about that. And get the names right when they call in!
And what happened to the pictures we were supposed to see?
Thank you, Rob.
Listen,
Kevin, what can we do for you?
I lived in Costa Rica for 6 years.
Congratulations.
Part of the country would have toilets and part wouldn't, but a big reason why they don't have the toilets that flush is because they're below sea level.
Ew. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
But they flush toilets in New Orleans. I know. I've peed there.
You have.
That's,
all right.
That's true.
Good stuff. Well, we'll get more on this when we do Phonorama. Hopefully, we'll have the phones fixed by Phonorama. If you're calling about flushing toilets in China, wait for that segment. We'll have it coming up later on the broadcast. Right now, let's get our Hollywood buzz and find out what's happening in the world of show business, Buzz Burbank.
Well, our lead, of course, actor Morgan Freeman and his wife of 24 years are getting a divorce.
Oh, my God.
We predicted this yesterday.
Yes, and we may be talking with Morgan again today, as long as there are updates.
Well, he's breaking news.
Boy, what a tough time to divorce a guy when you've just rolled your car and you're in a hospital bed.
Puts him in a tough spot.
Very, very difficult.
Entertainment Tonight's reporting the Oscar-winning actor and Myrna Colley Lee are in the divorce process, and that Freeman's business partner, Bill Luckett, confirms this report. Freeman is still hospitalized in Memphis after that car accident Sunday night in Mississippi.
How are you feeling, Mr. Freeman? Listen, while you're lying there, clinging to life after your near-fatal car crash, here's some papers for you. Congratulations. So, but hey, if he's banging the mistress and he's in the car with her and that happened, and there's a note to all guys that are playing around.
That's
When you are having an affair and you happen to be in the automobile, which is probably a bad idea with your mistress anyway, meet her somewhere.
It's your mistress's car, especially.
Just don't do it. Yes, just drive carefully.
Drive carefully.
Please.
Always.
Use discretion.
I always do.
I know you do when you're with your mistress.
My lover has a separate automobile.
I know, and he's got great taste in cars.
Now, come on. You thought he was a girl for a long time.
I sure did. I swear to God.
He really does a nice job with those prosthetics.
And the foundation makeup.
Morgan Freeman continues to make an excellent recovery, up around talking and walking and all of those things.
So he's in good spirits?
He is.
Not today he's not.
No, not
well,
so much.
Well, you know
much.
What? He might be.
You never
finally,
know.
If he's finally shedding that unwanted weight.
You know, being a veteran of that type of activity, gentlemen, it really is never a pleasant scenario.
What if this one is a magnificent shrew, though? What if this is what
If this one
wants?
Is a magnificent shrew, you are still dealing with a very significant issue, which happens to be alimony woo.
What about prenup? He could have.
He might have. He's a big movie star, but I think he's been married a long time to her. Didn't we say a significant amount?
24 years.
24 years.
Oh, you know
no
what?
Such thing as a prenup 24 years ago. I bet you, betcha.
She might get the restaurant.
The Blues House?
Yeah.
Freeman's?
I don't know what it's called.
I forgot the name, but he owns a blues club.
Does
there,
he really?
Near Memphis, yes.
Yeah. Boy, I didn't know I had this much in common with Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
We got to get that guy on the show.
We should.
Sure. Commiserate.
Priscilla Presley has confirmed that her daughter Lisa Marie is expecting...
Were there orgies as well? Many, many men and women together?
May have been, Larry, because Lisa Marie's expecting twins.
Oh, God bless her. She's a little weird like her mom.
Oh, and a little weird like her dad.
The mom is turning into, seriously, something you would see on the, you know that movie Puppet Master?
She used to be so hot, and now she looks like a ventriloquist dummy.
You know, this speaks to all women and plastic surgery. If you're going to do it, I don't mind like a little facelift. I think a facelift can actually be a pretty cool thing. And a lot of
everybody in the building, listen to this.
But when you get to be like Joan Rivers, it's silly when you get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And it can go wrong.
What is it that makes people grow addicted to it? You would think that there are so many situations where people go too far that they would see the warning
young
signs.
Women do it, Rob. They're addicted to it. Old women, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
Psychologically, as somebody who lost a lot of weight a few years back, like almost 20 years ago now, I used to be significantly heavier. And what happens is, and I begin to understand anorexia and bulimia a little bit, because as I would look in the mirror, I would say, that's great. I just need to take off a little more. And you get addicted.
Is that when you were like between breaks of the show and you were sticking your finger down your throat?
That's right. When I weighed 75 pounds.
That was a very scary period.
That's right.
If you want to know the celebrity during that, the dark period we like to call it with Buzz Burbank, the celebrity he most resembled was Emo Phillips.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was not a good time at all.
Yeah, but not quite as good looking.
It was actually more like Andy Dick with brown hair.
Yeah.
Very scary.
I agree.
Now you're hurting my feelings.
Well, it was the intervention. That's what saved your life.
It did.
Well, Lisa Marie and her husband, Michael Lockwood, got married in 06. She's 40. He's 47. Lisa Marie has two kids from an ex-husband, not Michael Jackson, the other ex.
Danny Keough.
Now, here's really, I think, the most interesting part of this. There will not be, these won't be the first twins in the family. Priscilla has two younger brothers who are twins. And Elvis, you may recall.
Was a twin that lived.
Had an identical twin. His
the other
brother
one didn't.
Was stillborn.
Jesse Guerin.
Jesse Guerin was his brother?
Jesse Guerin and Elvis Aaron.
Jesse Guerin Presley?
Yeah, no one knows where he's buried.
Oh, you know what I was going to say before we got off on a tangent there about the plastic surgery?
Right.
Priscilla Presley has the same kind of thing. And someone who's approaching it, that show, The Family Jewels with Jane Simmons, you can't, the bottom of Shannon Tweed's face doesn't move. It's just this paralyzed kind of ridiculous look. And that's Botox normally that does that.
Yeah, because that kills, technically kills the face for a little while,
right? It paralyzes the muscles in the face.
And that's why they're kind of like, okay, we're going over here. But Priscilla Presley, her plastic surgery, she's unrecognizable. She's
and it's
frightening
a shame
to look
because
at.
She used to be very, very pretty.
Yeah, she didn't know. What do you got?
I have some pictures for you because apparently Lisa Marie has put on a little weight. So I have some before and after pictures.
Those pictures are actually a few weeks old, and I'm pleased to know she's pregnant.
Okay, now wait a minute.
She is really looking like her daddy in 77 there. We'll have these on the website.
So you're looking at before and after
the worst picture
of Lisa Marie. You're also looking at Lisa Marie compared to her father. And then as I scroll down, you'll see a more recent picture of Lisa Marie as she looks today.
Oh, my God. She was always kind of a hottie.
Yeah, she always looked good.
Oh, wow.
And that always made me feel sort of weird inside. Am I attracted to her, or am I attracted to the fact that she looks like Elvis? does that make me gay?
And doesn't she look more like Rosie O'Donnell now?
Yeah, she really does.
She certainly has it. She comes by it honestly. It's she's got it in the jeans.
That photo of her in the yellow sweatshirt available at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Everybody say it.
I am fat.
Right. Two little babies with sideburns.
Kelsey Grammer is out of the hospital about a week after admitting himself with an irregular heartbeat.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, come on. Come on now. Hey.
Quoting his
My favorite part.
It is great, isn't it? quoting Kelsey's rep, he's out of the hospital, feeling great, and about to resume normal activities at home.
Hello, Seattle. I'm listening.
Normal activities for Kelsey Grammer include apologizing for his last sitcom.
he's really not exactly on a roll. That movie Swing Vote is stinking up there.
It's funny you should mention that because Kelsey, who had the attack in June, 53 years old, reported originally as a mild heart attack later... Afterward, Kelsey said it was really more serious than just a mild heart attack. And Kelsey Grammer is blaming his heart trouble on the stress he suffered when his Fox series Back to You was canceled after one season.
Oh, bite me.
He is still working the Fox network. He has been guilt-hounding the Fox network from the moment they announced that show was canceled. And as you can see, he still hasn't let it go.
That is a dick move.
It is a total stain move. And you know what that is? Right. That's that reality check that he didn't get because Frasier. Wasn't Frasier. I get them always confused.
Yeah.
Wasn't Frasier on for a million years? And it was a spinoff of Cheers.
Yeah,
so the guy had never been canceled before.
No.
It happens like to everybody out there that has a TV show. That's
ridiculous.
He
was spoon-fed success secondhand because keep in mind, he came in after Cheers was already a success.
Buzz, would you entertain a question?
Oh, sure.
We've got this gentleman, Chuck from Manassas, Virginia. Chuck, go ahead with your question for Buzz.
Hey, Buzz. I was wondering if you saw Mary Louise Parker after respecting the power of 10 on Monday Night's Weeds.
Oh, my God. Let's take a second and show Mike O'Mara these pictures.
Okay.
I love Mary Louise Parker.
Are these going to be up on the website?
Yeah, we can put them there, I think.
She couldn't have been hotter last night in the episode of Weeds. A great deal of nudity in this week's episode.
All right, you're going to be pleased at this. Yes. Mary Louise Parker was on Letterman the other night.
Oh, my God.
And I will tell you, this woman has made some kind of transformation. Yeah. She was never on my list, but she is hot. That's on. They're showing that on Weeds.
Yes,
huh?
Absolutely. Yeah,
well, she's a hottie.
I'm trying to tilt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's one
oh,
of those
yeah.
pictures. Yeah.
What has she done that's different? She looks different now.
I don't know. And she, of course, she's naked in these pictures. But
yeah,
nobody looks hotter in a little black dress than Mary Louise Parker.
And she's also sexy when she's on Letterman. Mm-hmm. She's a very cool lady and a very good interview. I'd love to have her on the show.
But Buzz does need to settle down. You know, Buzz and I hit our computers about the same time in the morning.
Right.
And at about quarter after seven, he started IMing me so fast.
I was ramped up.
Oh my God! I wanted to shut down my computer.
That looks like a pretty intense sex scene.
I'm sending you pictures.
It's a very good scene.
I mean, I'm only judging by one particular way, but I would say that's method acting on the part of Mary Louise Parker. Yeah. I mean, she's feeling it.
I like her method.
That looks like real stuff, and she's hip enough where you should see this interview on Letterman that she does. She is very, very cool.
Very cool, and very sexy.
Thanks to the caller for reminding us and bringing that up. Coming up in your final buzz, the NFL's new code of conduct for the fans. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk movies. There are a couple of them out. God, I'm ready for a great review. I'm ready for something that's going to be decent.
Yeah,
I hope it's the Pineapple Express.
I think he's going to like that.
Very good. We will be back with our twitchy movie guy, Joe McLeod, right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.